DFS.
WMFO in Medford.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
The old music goes on, but the legendary musicians grow fewer and fewer and fewer.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
This is Chris Earle, the host of Time Travel on WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. This Friday at 8, this is very exciting. Edward Buchard, a friend of mine and also a WMFO DJ, he is going back. He's time traveling himself. He's going to November 11th, 1967 on his Tears of the Gods sound collage, an entire episode of 23-year WMFO DJ Hank Fonce's WGBH jazz radio show, Real New Orleans, wrapped up in Billboard radio hits from 1967. You'll hear hits, in particular singles from Jimi Hendrix's debut album, Are You Experienced, which had been released in May 1967.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You have the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play.
Hi, this is Robbie Krieger, guitar player from The Doors. I'm here for HEAR, H-E-A-R, Hearing Education and Awareness for Rockers. I'm supporting this organization because they're doing their best to keep the hearing of rock and rollers at its best. Please do your part, give money, and keep wearing your earplugs. Thank you.
And wouldn't you know, I have a whole bag of chicks over there to play with that we haven't explored yet.
Where is this? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Carnelian's layers. Look up on top one another.
Start your computations for Time Warp.
Hank Fonce with New Orleans Jazz. And that's Louis Nelson's trombone, leading things off for Dee Dee Pierce's band down in the heart of the French Quarter during the spring of 1966. In another minute or so, the clarinet of George Louis will take over before Dee Dee's highly talented wife, Billie Pierce, renders one of her deep down vocals. Billie's also on piano here, Narve Kimball's on banjo, Chester Zadis on string bass, and Cy Frazier on drums. Dee Dee himself will be along to lead the way on cornet right after Billy's vocal. Here's that Lonesome Road.
Lonesome
Dee Dee Pierce and his New Orleans Jazz Band at Preservation Hall on St. Peter Street, New Orleans, as recorded just about a year and a half ago.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a sound collage. And this evening, we're doing something really special. We're going back almost exactly 52 years to the day. We're doing some double time traveling, going back to the music of November 11th, 1967, with a radio show within a radio show featuring one of the best ever WMFO DJs. Wouldn't you agree, Chuck U? My special guest here this evening.
Well, I'll agree that I'm your special guest here this evening, but I wouldn't agree that you're talking about me. You're talking about Hank.
Hank Fonce. Well, you're one of our best too, but but tonight we are honoring Hank Fonce, who for 23 years was a DJ here on WMFO with one of the most erudite and well-informed community radio programs, Promethean Commentary Plus Jazz. And what Hank used to do was to play records, yes, real vinyl and maybe even shellac records.
Well, that's all they had in those days.
Yeah, he loved New Orleans jazz, and he played that, And then he was an ardent socialist, and he read essays and articles in between the music, and he commented on them. And what a great show.
It was. For those of us who were around then and remember it.
He passed away at age 90 in 2013. And before he came to WMFO, he was a professional DJ on WGBH, pretty much the big time radio station here at the time in the Boston area. And he had a Saturday evening show called Real New Orleans. And what we're doing this evening is we're taking a 39-minute episode, and I've ripped it apart into different pieces, and then we're going to be remixing it along with music that was on the Billboard charts at the time from the week of November 11th, 1967. So we started off with Hank introducing D.D. Pierce and his band playing That Lonesome Road. So well introduced, and each of the musicians is identified by Hank then, which that was one of the newer songs that we'll be playing this evening, actually from the spring of 1966. Then right from the summer of 1967, Jimi Hendrix and Purple Haze from his groundbreaking album, Are You Experienced?
And indeed, I was at that time.
Ha! Yes! That album, you know, it's one of those albums you can go back and you can listen to it, and in some ways you might not get it because it's just been so profoundly influential on music that it's influenced, well, yes, been.
I have a pretty good Are You Experienced story.
Let's hear it.
I was 14 years old going to my very first concert as a teeny bopper, and I was going to see the Monkees because I was a big fan of the Monkees, and it had their TV show at the time. And opening for the Monkees was this unknown artist from England, we were told, because Hendrix had gone to England for a while. So Hendrix is opening for the Monkees, but it was before All You Experienced was released, so we're not aware of it or of him. And he came out before the Monkees and did his thing and blew our minds totally and completely. Like, by the time he left the stage, we were just like in awe, jaws dropped, and like, what was that?
Yeah.
And about a month later, the album All You Experienced hit the stands. I said, I remember that guy. I bought that album right away.
Wow, great story. So let's get back to this experience, our double time traveling radio show within a radio show. We're going to start off with the number 1, 2, and 3 top Billboard hit singles of that week. And then hear some more real New Orleans jazz music from a 44-year-old Hank Fonce, who, of course, is speaking to us from 1967. And that's when he's talking about last year. He means 1966. And, backing me up right now is Booker T and the MGs. This is Groovin', of course, from 1967. But, yes, the Billboard number 1, 2, and 3 hits, Lulu, To Sir With Love, Sam and Dave, Soul Man, and Vicky Carr, It Must Be Him. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts. Freeform Radio.
Still live on and on. tell myself, what's done is done. I tell myself, don't be a fool. Play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself, don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump. And as I grab the phone, I pray. Let it please be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him. Or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh hello, hello, my dear God. It must be him, but it's not him. And then I die. That's when I die. After a while, I myself again. I pick the pieces off the floor, put my heart on the shelf again. He'll never hurt me anymore. I'm not a puppet on a string. I'll find somebody else someday. That's when the phone rings. And once again, I start to pray. Let it please be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him. Or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh hello, hello, my dear God. It must be him, but it's not him. And then I die.
The average age of the musicians in Dee Dee's band is approximately 65, which is typical of the men and women still sending out the truth down there. Dee Dee lost his eyesight about a dozen years ago, but neither this sad fact nor his 63 years prevent him from playing one of the truly great horns in town. On the blues, he has no superior, and for well over 30 years, he and his devoted wife, Billy, have been the chief dispensers of the classic blues in New Orleans. Billy, who just happens to put down the strongest foundation piano in the city, is a singer firmly in the tradition of Ma Rainey and Bessie Smith, both of whom she worked with back in the 1920s. Yes, Billy Pierce today is one of the last remaining classic blues singers. She's about three-quarters Seminole Indian, and she left her native West Florida while in her early 20s, settling in New Orleans, where she met Dee Dee at a tough waterfront dive on Decatur Street, where their musical paths crossed one happy day so long ago. In January of 1961, the Pierces were recorded together at Jasmine Hall on North Robertson Street with just their drummer Albert Giles for accompaniment, as Billy offered a thought or two in regard to the land of her youth, going back to Florida. Thank you. husband and wife team who have long brightened up a lot of corners throughout the great musical city of New Orleans.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, if it's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her, God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me, God knows she loves me. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, much. Good Lord's have beneath my feet, gentle touch from that one girl, and life is sweet and good. Ain't no doubt.
your fire. Hey, let me stand next to your fire. Stand next to your fire.
In to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, and we are doing a special double time traveling radio show within the radio show theme this evening from November 11th, 1967, hearing 23-year DJ Hank Fonce, who did a show, Promethean Commentary Plus Jazz. And what we're actually hearing is before he joined WMFO, he was on WGBH and he did a Saturday evening show called Real New Orleans Jazz. And what we've been doing is playing top Billboard hits from that week and mixing them up with Hank's show split up into pieces. And this evening, what a special, outstanding show we're having, because we've got a second special guest in the studio, Luke from Rush Hour at midnight.
Hello. Hello, yes, I'm Luke. I'm from, also known as Cursor. I'm from Rush Hour, Saturday mornings at midnight, Friday nights.
And we first met a couple of weeks ago because you were filling in for DJ Easy Ed.
I was, yes.
And I came into WMFO Studio A here, and it was all dark and very trippy and spacey looking. But even better yet, Luke was playing Apollo 13 historical Man on the Moon. Yes, he's, Luke has the vinyl album right here in front of me, Eagle Has Landed. And I thought that was just an incredible freeform thing to do. So then I checked out Luke's show, and it turns out Rush was one of my the first band that I went to see a concert by, and I was really into them.
Rush was also the first band that I saw in concert.
Wow! Wow!
Incredible.
Yeah. So I checked out a bunch of Luke's shows, and I love them. And Luke's going to enhance our show this evening by spinning some live vinyl, too, from that week of 1967. And that'll be coming up in about half an hour, because we're going to go and have one another set here, mixing up some Jimi Hendrix from Are You Experienced? Then Hank will introduce some real New Orleans jazz. We'll have some Doors from 1967, November, some Stevie Wonder. Then Hank will be back again and with some more New Orleans jazz, and then Aretha Franklin and Jimi Hendrix. And it all starts right now.
Cash, who became 80 years old last July, has been a New Orleans musician since 1905. He's presently recuperating from an illness which put him into the hospital for a month. But he's not getting ready to retire from his musical activities, not by any means. He's working on a few compositions and toying with the idea of once again appearing on the streets of the city as a member of the Eureka Brass Band, in which he was still playing trumpet until quite recently. Pete was originally a violinist, on which instrument he stated the melody for those early Creole groups of downtown New Orleans. It was Peter Bocage who taught Bunk Johnson how to read music, and it was Bunk who first showed Pete a bit about cornet playing. Throughout his more than six decades as a musician, Peter Bocage has lent his considerable talents to the bands and orchestras of Billy Marrero Bab Frank, Armin Perron, Oscar Celestin, and Sidney Bechet. He's also led his own Creole serenaders for many years in New Orleans, the first colored group which ever performed on a radio station in that city. Pete has most frequently played trumpet all these decades, but he can still fill in very creditably on the violin, as well as on the valve trombone, the banjo, and the xylophone if need be. He's also written some of the finest music in the history of New Orleans. Peter Bocage is a man that the Crescent City can well be proud of. Pete's record session of December 1964 had him with a first-rate group of sidemen, including Louis Nelson on trombone, George Lewis on clarinet, Emmanuel Sales on banjo, a 90-year-old Papa John Joseph on string bass, and Cy Fraser on drums. Peter Bocage leads the way on trumpet with a tune called Breathe. Peter Bocage at San Jacinto Hall on Dumain Street, New Orleans, about 3 years ago.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
Don't you know I'm